My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Get you started, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good for your soul. Really good. It's the morning show on Paul Zeiss. We are doing the morning show. And, of course, it was a big weekend. I don't even know where to begin. So I'm going to begin with college football. Because there is something that happened this weekend that is so mind-numbingly stupid that this has become a discussion point. I've said it many times. Pitt fans are generally the most insufferable people on the planet. They just don't know how to be happy. They don't know how to celebrate. They don't know how to feel good about their team. They don't know how to just relax and enjoy a little success. And this whole thing with Kenny Pickett being booed, becoming a story, is only more ammo for people that believe that. How in the world do I open up social media 2 days later and we still have people that are either lecturing everyone, well, if you're a Pitt fan and you booed Kenny Pickett, you just don't know. That kind of thing, right? Or people arguing that nobody booed Kenny Pickett. Or people arguing that, well, Kenny Pickett wasn't even in the building, so why do we care? Here's the thing. Why are we talking about it? I mean, Pitt, listen. Pitt won a pretty good game on Saturday. They played well. I mean, they gave up a long play, a long pass play on a 4th and 7. It was sort of a broken coverage. And Kent State, you got him credit. They caught him in a exact right coverage and was able to throw the ball down the middle to somebody who was wide open on 4th and 7. They made that play, and then there was the play where the dude tried to field a punt. It bounced off like 7 helmets and right to the guy who ran it all the way in. That was 14 points. That was 14 points they gave away. Basically just gave away. And so that's not to, you know, it's not to say that, well, Kent State doesn't get credit for making those plays, but they only scored 24 points and two of them were kind of weird, you know, broken big plays. And Pitt scored 55 points, by the way. One of the things that they said, you know, that Pat Narduzzi said before the season, he wants an offense that's going to score points. He wants an offense that is going to, who's going to basically be like a lot of college football offenses where they kind of go up and down the field. And then they play at a pace. That's what we should be talking about. But instead, people are arguing, and when what happened was, so Pitt does these videos, you know, because it's impossible to sit at a football game for even 1 second without getting your senses beat in by some, you know, song, music, video, light show, you know, announcement on the field. Like we've got to honor this guy and honor that guy and thank this guy for giving us a check and honor this guy and honor this team from last year. And I mean, literally by the end of every football game I go to nowadays, I have sensory overload because of all the different ways that they try and entertain you. And it's like, you know, it'd be okay if there was a timeout that didn't involve some sort of presentation on the field or on the scoreboard. You know, I just don't understand it, but you know what? I'm not the target audience anymore. I am an old crotchety guy. And because I'm an old crotchety guy, you know, there's not a whole lot, basically, that I understand anymore. But they put a video up of all of the, you know, different Pitt guys that are in the NFL. And, of course, that would include Kenny Pickett, who was in his Eagles uniform. You know, actually, I think the video, if I remember it correctly, it actually had him in his Pitt uniform. And then it said Eagles, whatever. And there was a smattering of boos. I don't know how many people actually booed, but it wasn't many. It was enough that you could hear it, but it wasn't many. I would say, I mean, I don't know. There was, what, 40,000 people at this game? If there was more than like 500 to 700 people that actually booed, I would be shocked. And here's the thing about it. Do these people, Nick, ever consider, maybe it was Kent State fans who are Steeler fans that booed?
Yeah, I guess not. A lot of different, yeah.
Maybe it was people booing the Eagles. Right?
I think that you have to boo Pickett to boo the Eagles, though, because he plays for the Eagles. But
my point is they were booing the fact that he doesn't play for the Steelers anymore.
Yeah.
In other words, there's a million reasons why there could have been some boos there that had nothing to do with the fact, you know, this idea that Pitt fans just don't appreciate him. I don't know that you know that. But no matter what, I mean, it's amazing to me that this became a story and it's become like over the last 2 days, this is what we're talking about on social media. And not the fact that Pitt scored 55 points in a game. And not the fact that it looks like, And you don't want to overreact to one game against overreact to one game against, you know, Kent State, who's not going to be a good team. They're not going to be a very good MAC team. You don't want to overreact to that. You know? By the same token, you look at the way that they played, and you can kind of see some things that might work out for them. You can kind of see some things that might work out for them. And one of them is the quarterback, Eli Holstein, so far. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but so far it looks to me like he might actually be a pretty good player down the road. I mean, he's already somebody who looks like he kind of has an idea what he's doing, but the best is he's a redshirt freshman. He's young. And because he's young, he's probably only going to get better with experience. I mean, that was the first game experience he's had. Think about that. He's young. It's the first time he's played. And I don't know about you, but everything I saw, I really liked the way the kid plays. Think he's got a little bit of that grit. Think he's got a pretty good arm. Think he's got some, what do we call it? The stones, some guts to make plays. That's what I would tell you. So I think that really, when you think about what happened with Pitt this weekend, if you're a Pitt fan, you've got to at least be a little bit intrigued. I'm not saying that you're ready to, you know, go and, you know, make your reservations to Charlotte for the ACC championship game, but you've got to be a little bit intrigued. I mean, Nick, did it pique your interest a little bit watching them play a little bit? Are you a little bit excited now about maybe what they might do?
I think what we saw was that, like, they delivered on what we expected. Like, all the reports are saying the offense was replenished and everything was going to be more consistent this year as opposed to the last couple of years, you know, where they had a quarterback rotunda and everything. And so I'm buying it. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit on it because, I mean, it was a regular season game. It wasn't any type of exhibition. They were there. They had to perform. And they did what was promised from those who report on the team.
Right. My thing about it is you don't even have to drink the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems I guess it's not Kool-Aid then, right? It's legit. They're doing the thing.
No, what I mean is I don't think you have to conclude after one game, hey, this is a great team.
No.
But what, you know, What I say is, are you at least a little bit intrigued?
Yeah.
You know, now this week they play Cincinnati, who's a little better than Kent State.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, they play West Virginia, who's better than Cincinnati. So you've got the next 3 weeks. Let's see what it looks like the next couple of weeks as they begin to step up in class. Because you got to remember. You got to remember that basically, I feel like it's, you know, a quarterback taking his first snaps ever, mm-hmm, with an offense that has, you know, just sort of got put together or thrown together. And you go with that and you say, gee, the one thing we probably can count on with Pat Narduzzi is the defense will be pretty good, or defense will be competent.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can score points like this, like if they scored like this last year, they wouldn't have been 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, a number of games their offense was just so incompetent that They couldn't win. But I'm intrigued now. They've got my attention. I'm not sitting here saying, you know, because there's always going to be the jag off on social media. Oh, yeah, it's great. After one game, you're ready to declare them national champs. They beat Kent. Relax. All that crap.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's legitimate just excitement.
Appreciating
consistency where there wasn't any last season.
It's just more even so much just me being intrigued. Now I want to see a little bit more. This week they step up in class a little bit. I want to see what it looks like against a little better defense. I just want to see it. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if it's necessarily going to work. I just want to see it. Period. That's just me. That's just me. But I don't know, how it's going to look against Cincinnati. They could go back to really struggling to be able to score and move the ball and all that other stuff. Well, I get it. But I just don't know if we should be spending so much time and energy trying to figure out if Kenny Pickett was booed and why he was booed and whether or not it's good or bad. I keep saying, who cares? It's the least relevant thing that happened at the Pitt game. And people are talking about it. And they're angry about it. And they're, my favorite people on social media, Nick, are the people that say, you're not a real fan if, as if there's some rules for fandom. You're not a real fan if you came and you were one of those people that, you're not a real fan if you came and you booed. Well, how do you know what I am as a fan? And here's the other thing. How do you know how do you know what exactly I'm booing? That's the other part of it. How do you know exactly what it is that I'm booing? Because at the end of the day, I could be booing a whole lot of things. I really could. So anyway, I think that, again, you have to like what you saw from Pitt. I'm not sitting here, don't put words into my mouth. I'm not sitting here predicting anything other than they are intriguing now to me. They're a little bit interesting to me. That's what I am, basically saying. I just feel like that's what we should be talking about. The quarterback looked pretty good to me. I thought the defense, it gave up a couple of big plays. Actually, they gave up really one big play, and then the special teams gave up a big play. But it's just amazing when you think about it. I feel like it's one of those games where I was okay. I was okay with it. Okay with everything they did. And it looks to me like this offense could be a lot of fun. The other thing, we didn't talk nearly enough about, Nick, is the receivers really played well. They made some big-time catches in that game. So there's that. Then we've got the Penn State West Virginia game, which I'm sure would have been the first thing brought up on this show if Crowley was doing it. although he probably would want us to forget about it, but we'll talk about that next. It's Paul Zeiss, 93.7.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, we're talking college football. You know, there was a lot of hype surrounding the West Virginia-Penn State game. But it pretty much went the way I thought it was going to go. I was pretty sure. I was pretty sure that Penn State was going to blow them out, and they did. I mean, at the end of the day, what happened was, when you think about it, Penn State has better players than West Virginia. Penn State, I think, is better coached than West Virginia. And one thing that Penn State has done well under James Franklin is make sure that they win games like this. And quite often, they win games like this in pretty dominant fashion. And so, you know, I think West Virginia is what they are. Last year, I thought West Virginia was a little bit of a product of their schedule. And I know people are going to get upset about me saying that, because it's like, well, you're not giving them credit. I'm not trying to take away credit from them. All I'm trying to say is, look at what they had last year in terms of their schedule and how things sort of broke for them and all that. And I feel like maybe they weren't quite as good as their or should say, not that they weren't quite as good as their record, but I don't know that their record, you know, this was an indication that they had turned things around or whatever. This week they play Albany. Obviously, they should win that game. Then they play at Pitt, Kansas, at Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Kansas State, at Arizona. I mean, I think they've got a pretty tough run there. which will tell us a lot more about them than maybe what we know now. Because like I said, I not only did I think, you know what, Penn State is better than West Virginia, I thought they're much better. I didn't think it was even going to be close, which it really wasn't. And I know there's a lot of West Virginia fans who come out of the game saying, well, Penn State was better, but we didn't play very well. I don't know. I watched two teams that could play 100 times, and the same team would have won at least 99 of them. Like, I don't think there was any question to me Penn State was better and is better. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I guess when it says Leaf Home Solutions, that's just something Crowley's already read?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't got to do that. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. But when you look at it like that, and you look at it from the standpoint of Penn State, you know, nothing I saw from them, nothing was surprising. I expect them to be a team that is going to be in the 12-team playoff. I do. I expect them to be a team that is going to go out and win at least 11 games. I think they'll probably lose to Ohio State. They'll go 11-1. Then they'll probably lose to Ohio State again in the Big Ten championship game. That's the team I expect them to be. And they'll be in the playoff, you know, as like a 7 seed or an 8 seed or something. Whatever. That's what I anticipate. And West Virginia looks to me like a team that's probably going to be 7-5. I know that this is, you know, big things because of the quarterback, and, you know, this is a team that's going to really all put it all together. I don't know. I got to see a lot more. I didn't see nearly enough from West Virginia for me to sit here and say this team is going to win 9 or 10 games again. It's probably going to be more like 7 or 8. Period. That's just the way it is. And if you're you know, West Virginia, and you lose this game like this early on, first thing out of the chute, what you can't do, and what happens sometimes, is that you put all of your eggs in winning this game. You know, you had all of the hype all summer long. You were talking about it all summer long. You had all this hype. You had Pat McAfee in town on Friday. The coach, the athletic director, the quarterback, a couple other key players. You had all-time greats in town. You gave, you know, Saturday, Friday off of school so, you know, everybody could be tailgating. Basically started at like 9 a.m. Friday. So by the time the game kicked off on Saturday, everybody was juiced up. You had so much put into this game, energy-wise, and everything else, and then what happened? You lost. So now you get up, and you got to try and play this week against Albany in a game that nobody will care about. In a game that even the diehard West Virginia fans, they'll go and they'll tailgate because they like to do that, but I guarantee it won't be sold out. I guarantee it won't be sold out. It's at 6 p.m., which is a weird time for a game. I guess that's good from the standpoint of, you know, semi-night game, so maybe there'll be a little bit of an atmosphere, but think about it. You go from the hype, the pomp and circumstances of trying to play this weekend, and now you've got to try and bring yourselves back to the stadium to play against Albany. And that's no disrespect to Albany. I mean, obviously, we love Albany because Greg Gattuso is the coach. He's a Pittsburgh guy through and through. Great dude. Former Pitt assistant, former Duquesne head coach. He's obviously the Albany coach, and that's a great thing. But all I'm saying there is to try and get yourself back up. What we can't do if you're West Virginia is let sort of this letdown linger. And it happens a lot more than you think, actually, where you play a really, really big-time game, a big-time opponent, national TV, you have all the hype, you're the focus of a lot of things in media, and then you try and you lose the game, and then you got to try and get yourself back up the next week to play against an opponent that, let's face it, you're supposed to beat the daylights out of. I mean, I'm not sure if you're West Virginia, what you're finding, what motivation other than, well, we want to get on the winning train. But, you know, what are you motivated for, you know, by when you're playing against Albany or any FCS team? And you're, you know, that's probably the biggest issue you've got if you're West Virginia. So we'll see what happens here. And I'm not saying that they can't get up for this game or they won't get up for this game. All I'm saying is when you lose a game like that, where there is so much hype and so much goes into it, and you spend 3 days basically, you know, hyping it up, talking about it on national TV and getting all the recognition you got for this game, it can be very deflating. I've seen it where it unwinds a season before it even starts. You know, so if you're West Virginia, you need to come out, take care of business against Albany this week, and then next week come up here and get it right against Pitt. I will say one thing, the whole Pat McAfee thing, I don't get. Nick, you're a lot younger than me. I know you're probably the target audience. Probably you are the person that they, you know, want to appeal to. But what am I missing with Pat McAfee?
I think that he can relate to people. And he's just a goofy guy. And he's extra authentic. And I think that draws people to like him. I don't particularly fall for that kind of act, though, personally. But he's a nice man. He gives money to people, and he is authentic in a way that just makes people drawn to him.
I will say this: everything I've heard about him is that he is very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the guys on his show, which I don't think those guys are very good, you know, but they're his guys. Apparently, they're his guys from, you know, growing up when he was in Plum.
You know what he won me over with? He gave Mark Caboli a job.
Well,
that was great.
Yeah, I mean, I would say obviously that's important, but he apparently gives a bunch of money to Plum, like to the athletic department at Plum, where he went to high school.
Yeah,
he's, you know, been generous to West Virginia.
He donated like $15,000 to the 5-Alarm Marathon.
Right. So I get it. I get it from a standpoint of that. But his show is really hard to watch.
No, I understand that. Like I said, I'm not drawn to the show so much myself, so I can't speak to that. But I think what he does and who he is makes people find it watchable.
You know, he's sort of like a Rob Gronkowski, only on TV. I mean, you know,
he's a little smarter than Gronk.
Life, he's, well, definitely that, but he's that life is a party, you know, I'm going to be the frat boy, party guy, yay, hi, yay, yay, you know?
Well, I think a lot of people, I mean, I guess if we're generalizing my age group, yeah, people search for that party all the time mentality. And he seems to find a way to have fun.
What I'm
all
saying
the time.
About it.
He almost
is,
got shot by a cannon. Did you see that video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was tremendous.
Yeah.
And he spooked. It's like, oh, I didn't know this cannon was about to do that.
My thing is this. I get it that we like life as a party, but don't you want to have semi-intelligent discourse and discussion when you tune into one of those shows?
See, what I would argue, you get the most authentic conversations from them because they do a lot of silly stuff.
Right, but
he also doesn't, like, he's not afraid to say certain things or even break FCC regulation to make points, and I think people appreciate that. Like, when I hear Pat McAfee talk, like, whenever he gives an opinion, I know that that's exactly what he thinks, and that's his perspective on a certain issue, and I don't think that you can say that for everybody that talks about sports. I think a lot of those guys just say things to say things, and Pat does not.
Well, no, I mean, I agree, but again, I think the whole, you know, well, it's, you know, hey, yay, everything is great, yay! That's hilarious! Yay! That's funny! Yay!
I can understand how that could feel
too
much.
Oh my God, it's just too much. And I'm watching him the other day, you know, and here's what I'm saying. If you are in any other city but Morgantown, West Virginia, and maybe State College, and you tune into ESPN on Friday afternoon for 2 hours, do you really care about Penn State, West Virginia?
No.
But again, he did it. It's what he did. 2 hours, basically, of Penn State, West Virginia talk.
Well, hey, I mean, well, part of that, too, is that it's a smart thing to do for that show into the game, because if you get people watching him, then people are going to stick around for the beginning of the game, and then, bam, Penn State and West Virginia get more eyeballs on them.
Well, that was on Friday. The game was on Saturday.
Then never mind.
Yeah. I'm just saying. And then Saturday, he's up there, takes his shirt off. Listen, that College Game Day show has become silly, too, to me. I'm sorry.
That's what I was thinking.
You had Lee Corso running around with dressed like a leprechaun. You had Pat. What's the guy we're talking about here? I can't.
McAfee.
We had McAfee taking his shirt off. Nick Saban looking at her. I mean, what is going on in this thing? Nick Saban dropping swear words, you know.
Yep.
I mean, it was just silly.
That's just the society now. It's minimalist ideology, Paul. It's like there was so much etiquette emphasized before, and now everybody's just like, you know what? Who cares? And that's reflected in a lot of these shows. People will watch because who cares? Everything's fun. Yay.
Well again,
cannons.
Yeah. Again, it's not my demographic. It just isn't. I get it. But the whole, you know, one of the other sportscasters in town calls it bro radio. And he's right.
Oh, for sure.
It's bro radio. Bro.
Like, it's not, like I said, it's not my cup of tea all the time. And I think that everybody needs to, like, balance it out a bit. But also, he's going to get all those views because people search for that authenticity and that high.
Yeah. All right. It's 93.7 The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep right in Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Okay. This is not the, I was looking to see, when is this half hour or this? Okay, I see. It's at 8:50. Okay. I was trying to see what time it was. Probably should have looked at that before the segment started. But then again, that wouldn't be my show now, would it? If I looked at things like that before the segment began. Couple of takeaways from the weekend in college football. The SEC is always given plenty of credit for being, you know, the greatest conference on earth and all the other stuff, and those teams are usually pretty good. But I will say this, because at some point, what actually happens on the field has to matter a little bit, doesn't it? Georgia looked every bit of the part. Texas, although they played Colorado State, looked like the part. Texas A&M, however, lost on their home field to Notre Dame. Florida got absolutely boat raced by Miami, which was incredible. That's probably the most surprising game of the weekend, was Miami destroying Florida at the Swamp. And the other game was last night, USC beating LSU. I mean, LSU, the LSU-USC game, that's a game that the SEC needs to win. The other game that was, you know, I still have a hard time considering Oklahoma an SEC team, but I'm going to give you a betting tip, right? Back when you guys do your pick shows, you know, you do your picks at the end of the week. I'm going to give you a betting tip that has almost never let me down. I'm a Temple alum. I love my Owls. We're not very good at football. I love when, you know, people on social media, whatever, will try and, you know, if I say something and they'll try and say, so, oh, well, you're a Temple fan. What is your, listen, you understand, we as Temple fans have never, ever, ever thought of ourselves as a football program. They're bad. They're so bad, they got kicked out of the Big East, for God's sakes. Okay? We get it. We're bad. But here's the betting tip, Nick. Whatever the line is against Temple, bet it. This week it was 41, I think, was what I got them at. Oklahoma minus 41. They were down. Temple was down 31-0 at halftime. Oklahoma covered that spread easily with no issue at all. I remember Greg Finley and I used to talk about it all the time. Overnight, you know, and I'd be working at night. He would be coming in to work overnight. And he'd always ask me for tip. And I would be like, here's the tip. Bet against Temple. Regardless of what the number is, bet against them. And once again, watching them on Friday night, because it was on TV, I had to say, not only did we have to, you know, as Temple fans, not only did we have to, understand that our team was getting beaten up, we had to watch it. Because it was on TV. Because they were playing Oklahoma. And once again, it looks like the same team. And that is a team that has really bad defense. Not a very good offense. Not many very explosive players. And, it's going to be another long year for Temple. So, like this week, Navy is minus 13. Take the 13. Take it all the way to the bank. Take it all the way to the bank. The bank. Because I guarantee you, Navy is going to win this game by 20 or more.
Should I put it in right now?
Well, it's at 13.5. You know, I think that...
I'll trust you, Paul. I'll put it in right now.
Yes. Put it in right now.
Temple.
13.5. You might even be able to, if you know, wait a couple days, maybe the line comes down, although I don't imagine there's going to be that much action on Temple Navy. So, I don't know if the line's going to move that much. But, yeah. Here's our last four games going back to last year. South Florida, we only lost by four, but if we were actually favored in that game. UAB, we lost by 10. It was like a 7-point spread. Memphis was like a 12-point spread. We lost 45-21. And then Friday, again, 51-3. Here's the other thing I've got, which I think is bad news. Honestly. I think it's really bad news. And that is, I don't know how good the ACC is going to be this year. Clemson was supposed to be one of the best teams. They got smoked. Florida State's already lost the game. Georgia Tech looks to me like they are kind of a team that, you know, did everything in their power and rose up and beat Florida State, but I don't know that they're going to. It won't even shock me if Georgia Tech loses this weekend to Syracuse. I don't know what you gain from Florida, from Louisville. They won 62-0. Miami actually had a really good win, but again, Miami has been the king of disappointment in recent years. So I'm not sure where the ACC is right now. I really don't know. Virginia Tech losing to Vanderbilt. That's not a very good loss at all. That's not a very good loss either for the ACC. So, you know, the ACC wants to be at the big boy table. They got to win big games, and they got to be able to do it, you know, when their lights are brightest and they're playing against the other conferences. They got to win some of those big games. They do, period. And I just don't know, like, am I supposed to believe that Miami of Florida is as good as they are? No, I don't, because every year they're the most overhyped team that we have in college football.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.